Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Rise to arms, with prayer employ you, O Christians, lest the foe destroy you, for Satan has designed your fall. Wield God's word, the weapon glorious. Against all foes, be thus victorious. For God protects you from them all. Fear not the hordes of hell. Here is Emmanuel. Hail the Savior. The strong foes yield to Christ our shield, and we the victors hold the field. What a wonderful hymn, and a great tune to match it. While the tune was not written for that hymn, it wonderfully brings those words to light. Dear Christian, you listen so much to the world. You go through the humdrum of this life. You listen to the radio. You listen to the news. And it bears you down. It beats you down until often you have no hope left in you. That's the devil. That's the world. That's your own sinful flesh that don't want to see the joy that is Christ. They convince you that joy must come from somewhere else. Maybe from the bottle. Maybe from the woman on the screen. The foe would have you believing that it is found in anything other than the true source, the Lord God. The Word was made flesh. There is such power in that Word. Because by that word, by the divine logos, the word, the thought, the reason, all of it wrapped up together, everything in the whole universe was made. The very word that created light, the earth, the stars, the very word which brought forth Adam and made him a living being. That's the same word that took on flesh in the womb of a virgin. The God-man is the Word. And at His Word, mighty deeds are done. So when we confess that it's His Word that created the entire universe, when we confess that by a single word, Jesus can heal, Jesus can raise from the dead, Lazarus come out, why do we forget that His Word is still living and active for us today? Whenever you witness a baptism, you see water, you see a person, but do you hear His Word? Because you should. It's not the water that makes it baptism. It's not the pastor that makes it baptism. It's not the person that makes it baptism. It's His Word, His mighty Word. That according to His word and His command, this person, in many cases an infant in his or her mother's arms, is made an adopted child of God. It changes your lineage. It takes you outside of just your own blood, but rather you are washed in the blood of the Lamb. His divine word is present here with us today. We receive it. We sing it. When you read the liturgy, you see that it's just singing God's word back to Him, telling the mighty deeds of what He has done. And it's His word that will make that bread and wine also His body and blood. Not because of me, but because of the word of God. That when He has proclaimed on that Maundy Thursday that this bread is His body given for you, that this wine is His blood, the blood of the New Testament, which is shed, poured out for you and for many, for the remission of sins, that when we eat it and when we drink it, we actually receive what He has promised. Not because of me, not because of you, but because of the power of His word. There was a man in our gospel lesson who knew that his son was dying. And he saw that he was at the end of his rope. But he had heard of this Jesus who he heard could heal his son, maybe. And so he went down to find him. And he comes before Jesus and he says, "My son is dying." Jesus reflects on the man, on the man's faith, and gets him to confess. And he says, "Sir, Lord, come down before my son dies." Sometimes Jesus will go to the very place. Sometimes he will grab a tongue, stick his fingers in ears, and at other times he will simply say, like he did here, "Go your way, your son lives." And you've already heard how the rest of the story goes. That man departs, he heads home, and he finds out that it was actually the hour that Jesus proclaimed those words that caused his son to be healed. It was at the very hour that Jesus proclaimed it, the very word of God. And by his word, his son was healed. Too often we lose hope in that word. We instead listen to the words of the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. "Pastor, you don't understand. I have prayed. I have prayed fervently, and it feels like it falls on deaf ears." To that, our hymn returns us, "Cast afar this world's vain pleasure and boldly strive for heavenly treasure. Be steadfast in the Savior's might. Trust the Lord who stands beside you, for Jesus from all harm will hide you. By faith, you conquer in the fight. Take courage, weary soul. Look forward to the goal. Joy awaits you. The race well run, your long war won. Your crown shines splendid as the sun." Yes, when you read the news, including local news, you can be disheartened. Look at the sin. Look at the wickedness around us. Look at those who would even harm children. Is God still living? Is he still active? Is he still present? Where is he? And he would have us remember the goal. It's not this life. It's the life that is to come. Evil exists in this world because of Satan's pride and because he caused Eve to regret, to forget, to misjudge, to shun the word of God. And now evil is all around us. The devil would have you focus on that, the pleasures of this life, instead of the goal. We heard of the goal last week as we celebrated All Saints, that at the end of days, when the bodies will rise out of their graves, soul and body confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, those who rejected him in their life being cast into perdition, those who confessed him in their life into eternal joy. It's that eternal joy that's our goal. For on that day, there will be no one else who harms children. There will be no cancer, no disease, no hardship, no separation, no death, no tears. We will be reunited with those who rejoiced in the Lord in their life that we have lost in this time. It is only temporal. Look forward to the goal and have joy. God ultimately conquers it all in Christ. Death is swallowed up in victory. Its sting will be lost forever. And he hasn't even left you all alone right now. Look at your brothers and sisters. Some of these people might not even be related to you at all by blood, but you are related by the blood of Jesus. You have friends. You have people who care about you and would care for you. Do not listen to the lies of the devil. Rather, listen to the comfort of Jesus Christ. Take his yoke upon you, his burden, for it is light. Yes, you will have hardships in this life. Yes, cancer might come for you. Yes, disease, separation from loved ones. These are all a reality because of sin. But even in this, he does not leave you alone. Yes, you have brothers and sisters in arms raised up to fight back these things. Yes, you have the King who goes before you, leads you, guides you, marches you as to war. And you also have the whole armor of God. You are baptized. Remember your baptism every single day. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The person across from the aisle of you is not your sworn enemy. It's the devil that is. And the devil has convinced all sorts of people to live in a different reality. But that doesn't actually change the real reality, or just reality as it exists. They may fight against it. They may war against it. They may try to convince you to believe their false reality, which is nothing other than the lies of the devil. Do not fall for it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And for those who have rejected Jesus Christ, for those who instead have embraced the lies of the devil, they will call you all sorts of things for believing what you believe. Do not listen to their lies. Listen to what Christ has proclaimed. In the end, dear child of God, we win. Because Christ is King. Christ has secured the victory for us. And he gives you daily armor to put on to wrestle against the fiery darts of the devil. Gird your waist with truth. Shut out the lies of the devil in the world and read your Bible. Read the truth, for Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Believe him. He defines good and evil. He defines things like marriage and your identity. He defines it. Believe in him. Trust in him. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Your goodness is not wrapped up in who you are. It's wrapped up in who he is. And he is all righteous. He is all good. He is without sin. Let his light glorify you. Shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The good news. Be ready to tell others the good news of why you have hope. Of why you have joy. Above all, take the shield of faith with which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. If you could see how many darts the devil throws at you, shoots at you, attempting to pierce you where you are vulnerable, to wound you in this way, you'd be amazed. But if you had the eyes to see the angels that surround you, these soldiers and messengers of God that surround you, that fight for you. If you could see the shield of faith, it's like that picture of all the arrows surrounding you. And you are behind the shadow of the one who is taking all those arrows in his back. And that's Jesus. His hands and feet are pierced so that yours wouldn't be. His head is pierced in mockery so that yours wouldn't be. His side is driven through by a spear so that yours wouldn't be. He dies so that you wouldn't have to eternally. We have the Spiritus Gladius, the sword of the Spirit. We have the helmet of salvation. This is our identity. You bear the cross. Deus vult, God wills it. We wrestle against the enemy, against the lies of the devil. Great cities used to do this as well, but now have fallen prey to the lies of the devil in Islam, in all sorts of false religions. But they cannot have you, because you belong to the true King. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Read your Bible every single day. Come to Bible study. We have it Sunday mornings. We have it the second and fourth Monday mornings. We have it Tuesday afternoons. We have it most first and third Saturday mornings. We have it at Waterford Place at 3:30, and you can stay after and play sheepshead with those lovely people. We have so many opportunities just here at our own church to study God's Word. And you have a Bible in your home. I know you do. Open it up and read. This is the sword of the Spirit. It is the one that cuts back the devil. And the hordes of hell, the gates of hell, cannot prevail against this word, this sword, carried by the Bride of Christ. And so, the church sings, wisely fight, for time is fleeting. The hours of grace are fast retreating. Short, short is our earthly way. When the Lord the dead will waken, and sinners all by fear are shaken, the saints with joy will greet that day. Praise God, our triumph sure. We need not long endure scorn and trial. Our Savior King his own will bring to that great glory which we sing. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.